Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, weight loss jabs, could they be a bit of a biological trap? A landmark Oxford University study has revealed people taking drugs, including Wegovy and Mounjaro, regained any weight lost within 20 months of stopping the jabs. And any improvements to cholesterol and blood pressure were also lost. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Cathy Breen, clinical specialist dietitian in obesity and diabetes with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Good evening to you, Cathy.
Hello, good evening.
The Oxford study that we're talking about found that weight return after stopping Mounjaro is nearly four times faster than after traditional dieting. What did you make of this study, and did they discover why that is?
Yeah, so I think the study results, Colin, wouldn't really be a surprise to anyone who's working in the area of obesity. Our understanding of obesity has really changed and improved recently, and we understand now that it's a chronic relapsing disease. And similar to other chronic diseases like diabetes or high blood pressure, it needs long-term management, not short-term fixes. And I suppose the study showed that it wasn't that the medications didn't work. It showed what happens, I suppose, when effective treatment is withdrawn. And it's what we'd see probably with any other treatment for a chronic disease. If the treatment is withdrawn, you'll find that the condition comes back.
Okay. I suppose people may have thought that spending hundreds of euro per month to get these drugs privately may be a good kickstart to a weight loss regime, and then they could come off them and manage it with exercise and diet. This study seems to say, think again, that these are really treatment drugs for a chronic condition.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around obesity and what it is, and a lot of thinking around maybe short-term fixes. And I think a key message always for us is that the treatment and management of obesity is complicated, and it can require lots of different approaches. So while nutrition, activity, sleep, stress management, coping skills, all of those health behaviours, they're really important part of managing chronic disease, but they don't treat the biology of the disease. And I suppose that's where the medications add value for some people. They will treat the biology, not just the behaviour. So,
okay, you know, that distinction that you make is kind of important in the context of the study, isn't it? Because people who would qualify for the weight loss drugs would have obesity perhaps of a different order than people who are advised to manage it through exercise and diet regimes.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the more complex somebody's obesity is, probably the more complicated a treatment regime they need. But again, that's probably similar to other diseases. We just haven't thought about obesity in that way before.
And one of the findings is that the benefits that taking these drugs would need to be lifelong. That really, in order for that, finding to be put into effect, you're really looking at changes to who gets these treatments and mitigating the cost of them for people who have this chronic disease.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things to always think about when we talk about cost is that obesity already costs the healthcare system enormously through probably the downstream costs of treating type 2 diabetes, heart disease, disability. And I suppose the question long term is, do we treat early or do we pay later? Because that's probably what's happening in the system at the moment. And at the moment in the healthcare system in Ireland, we don't have equity between the reimbursement for obesity medications and medications for other treatments or other diseases, rather. So that's certainly one of the things we'd like to see, is obesity put on an equal footing with other chronic diseases.
Okay, I mean, you won't mind me saying this, but you've spoken before at educational events for the major players in this space, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. Do you think those companies do enough to educate people in what kind of a commitment it is when they sign up to these drugs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's solely an industry issue. And I think information about their long-term use and that idea that they're designed for long-term use, that should be coming primarily through healthcare professionals, but supported then by the regulators And pharmaceutical companies absolutely have a role in providing accurate data, but really it's clinicians and healthcare systems, I suppose, who are responsible, and media probably, for helping people to better understand that obesity is a chronic condition and then what long-term treatment looks like and realistic expectations and all of those things, I think, that are important considerations.
Are the criteria for getting these treatments too narrow at the moment? Because ultimately, if somebody has to go to the point of being pre-diabetic to qualify to get some financial help, to for example, take Mounjaro, would an investment maybe earlier in the process be a bit more cost effective for everyone concerned?
Yeah, so I think the prescribing criteria are based always on really good studies, and we have really well regulated systems around that. The reimbursement criteria, I suppose, sometimes can be different, and that's something that is always changing within the Irish healthcare system, and certainly something we would like to see, I think, in people who work in obesity to see better reimbursement for these medications for people who would benefit from them.
If somebody is prescribed a drug, say by the HSE, you know, there's a number of kind of well-known drugs in the mental health area that would result in rapid weight gain, particularly the likes of antipsychotics. Is there a moral case that if somebody is prescribed those drugs that they have to take that results in significant weight gain, that they would also be prescribed something to mitigate that weight?
Yeah, I think a real challenge in some of this conversation, Colm, is this idea that obesity or weight gain is a kind of a moral failing or a personal failure. And again, if we think about obesity as a medical condition and that there's strong biological drivers, and in some people, so the example you've given, maybe people who are using medications for another condition that drives weight gain, there's an added complexity there, I suppose, for those people. So rather than blaming people, I think it's about trying to get the right support for people and getting people onto the right treatments. So that might be combinations of medications, but also nutrition, as I mentioned, activity, sleep, stress management, all of those things in combination to find the right integrated treatment for that individual.
Okay, and so people should have a kind of a holistic plan. If, you know, it's not just about body weight, that there should be a more holistic plan to support someone in a number of areas to make changes in their life and to support them in the journey around weight loss. Is that what you're asking for?
Absolutely, and that's exactly, I suppose, how we treat other chronic diseases. It's not just about one treatment. And again, trying to move away from that idea of, I suppose, fixes or short-term focus on weight loss. We know in the long term, obesity care and obesity management requires lots of different options and treatment options. And we would like to see, I suppose, better provision for that worldwide, where the treatment for obesity probably, again, it hasn't been thought of as a chronic disease. So that's the message I think we're trying to change.
How far are we away from that recognition, Cathy?
Yeah, so it is improving. And in Ireland, we've made huge strides, actually, in the last probably 20 years to improve that. And we're seen as one of the world leaders in that. We're trying to integrate obesity into some of our primary care programs and our chronic disease management programs, and really looking at obesity in that way. I think a challenge always is the more public narrative maybe around obesity, and we sometimes use the term at the very beginning, weight loss jabs. So even that terminology, these are obesity care medications, and we need a mind shift change, I think, with that overall.
Okay, well, that's even the vocabulary around it is that's a helpful tip indeed. So, whose job is it to make that shift?
I guess it's everyone's job. I guess in terms of the public discourse, I think media are really, really helpful. And thank you for having me on this evening to talk about this. I think it's a really important topic. But also healthcare professionals, I suppose, accessing training. And there is, again, in Ireland, we have some training available, which has improved in the last couple of years. So there is information out there if people look it up and can learn more about the topic.
Okay, Dr. Cathy Breen, thanks very much for that from the Irish Institute of Nutrition and Dietetics.